Welcome to the Imperfect Podcast. Nate discusses various topics through the eyes of a young Christian. The goal is to invite others to learn about Christianity through casual conversations with wonderful guests, especially people who want to grow in their faith.
Maybe I want to be the passenger princess. You know what I'm saying? Drive me around.
Before this episode begins, remember that none of us are perfect and that we are here to learn and help each other grow. Feel free to donate to Nate through Cash App at Imperfect Podcast. Make sure to follow the Imperfect Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We hope you take something great away from this episode. Enjoy!
All right, welcome to another episode of the Imperfect Podcast. My name's Nate, and today I'm joined with a guest, Ryan. His brother was on here, Riley, but now he's here. Ryan, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people a little bit about yourself, what you do, who you are, stuff like that.
My name is Ryan Conwell. I'm a sophomore at Indiana State University. I play on the men's basketball team. Like you said, Riley Conwell, that's my brother. I'm just thankful to be here. So,
hey, if y'all were watching the NIT tournament that he was on ESPN. You might recognize him.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But like you said, he plays basketball, D1 athlete, and a man of God, the most important part. So let's start here. When did you start playing basketball or start playing sports?
Well, I started playing basketball at like age 4. Started at my grandmother's house. She had like a little plastic hoop in her backyard. And I just remember just going over there all the time playing in her backyard. And then me and Riley's parents, well, my parents, they put us in a lot of different sports. I played football, soccer, tennis, golf even. I did a little bit of everything. But basketball is pretty much, the one sport that, stuck. And I started playing AAU basketball at like 4th grade, and then, I'm here now, so.
What age or what time did you know you wanted to play at a collegiate level and aspire to be, well, I'm assuming you aspire to be an NBA player, right?
Yeah, yes, sir, for sure. Definitely, playing in the NBA is my dream. I feel like I started really wanted to become like a college Division I player, just probably in elementary school. I just remember, watching a lot of games with my brother and my dad, and just imagining myself, out there on that court in the future. And then I really started, trying to put in a little work, trying to work out, do extra work and stuff to, get to that point. So I'm just very thankful and blessed just to even be, in this position that I'm in right now. I feel like it's been a long journey and a lot of ups and downs, but it's all been worth it. So,
were there ever times where you struggled with doubts about getting to where you are now?
Yeah, definitely been a lot of doubts. I remember just being in high school. I didn't have any offers until my junior summer, until my junior year of high school that summer. And I just remember like all my friends, old teammates, everybody just around me just getting offers, getting, looks, getting recognition. And I felt like I was just, just the odd man out. Like no one ever believed in me. No one ever, thought I could be good enough. They said I would never play Division I. They said I would at best a Division II player. They told me a lot of different things. I just remember it started off like even when I was little, like getting cut from AAU teams and, just not understanding a lot of those things. And, I feel like at the end of the day, God, everything happens for a reason, and I feel like, God put me through those things to prepare me for what, he has in store for me now. And, at those times, back then I didn't really understand or realize, but I feel like, now that I'm here where I'm at now, I'm just very thankful that I went through all that I went through. And, you know, I'm just very thankful for the people he surrounded me with. Like, you know, my mom and my dad and, you know, my brother, you know, and just, you know, the close people around me who just continue just to motivate me and push me, you know, despite what others say, you know, on the outside. And I feel like, you know, God is really the only thing that kept me going. So, I definitely had many doubts, but, you know, glad I just kept on pushing through. So.
Do you still fight times off? Like, do you still deal with times where you have doubts? Like, would you ever question God about your future in any recent times?
Yeah, it would be more like now, like even just recently, actually, you know, us losing, in the NIT championship, you know, it'll be times like, you know, God, things happen and you know, obviously we don't understand just being human, you know, and God just, you know, God does things that we don't understand. And, you know, there's definitely been times where I would ask, you know, God, like, why me, or why did this happen to us, or, you know, things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I always come back to, you know, God has a plan, and whatever he does or has for me is what's best for me, despite what I may think, you know. So, you know, despite, you know, me questioning or having my doubts and stuff, you know, just throughout the ups and downs of the season, I know that as long as I keep on pushing and keep on trusting in him, it's all going to work out in the end. So
I see on your stories, you post, like, every day you post a Bible verse. You're always crediting God. I really respect that. Sure. If you look at somebody like CJ Stroud, he's like the most recent person I've noticed. Like, wow. In all of his media interactions, press conferences, post game interviews, he's always quoting Bible verses, giving credit to God. Do you look to use your platform, per se, to spread the word of God like he does?
Definitely. I feel like, especially this year, you know, I've been, you know, growing my connection with God, and I've been becoming more aware that, you know, God didn't just bless me with the abilities and this platform just for my use or just for my wants, you know. And I felt like, you know, I started to realize that God, you know, he's using me, you know, to help spread, you know, and help others to connect with him. And I felt like, you know, it would be wrong of me, you know, to, you know, receive all of these blessings but not give it back to him. And so, you know, throughout the season, it would just, in the beginning, it would just be here and there where I would just post and then just say, thank you, God, and stuff like that. And then I just decided, I was like, I'm going to do this every game. So then before every game, I would say, thank you, God. And, you know, that actually came to mind because I feel like a lot of times I would catch myself, like, after, like, say I had a good game after the game, I would be like, thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. But then say after the game it didn't go so well, I wouldn't have so much, you know, energy or want to thank God, you know, because things didn't go my way. And I was like, you know, thanking God before the game, regardless of, you know, what the circumstances will be, or regardless of what the result will be, I feel like that's way more powerful. So that's why, you know, I thank him before the game, just even for the opportunity just to be able to play another game. And so then I started just posting that, thank you, God, before every game. And then I was like, you know, I should put a Bible verse on there, you know, for whoever, you know, may want to read it, whoever may want to, you know, go look at it. And, you know, I always read the word before every game anyway. So I would just put a Bible verse of something that I thought stood out from what I read. So, yeah.
Let's talk about that more. You say you read the word before a game. Like, how do you incorporate, like, time with God into pregame, postgame, just your day-to-day interactions or day-to-day life?
Yeah, definitely. Especially right now, I've been trying to read the word every single day. I've definitely been trying to read the Bible every single day, just making sure I get that word in. And then, one, I do it before the game because I feel like it helps my mental, like it calms any nerves. It helps, you know, me just put all my trust and faith in him, despite what, you know, may be going on that day. And it helps me kind of just lock in and focus. And then two, I kind of just read it so, like, I can build that connection with God. so that, you know, whenever I go through anything throughout the game or any trials or tribulations, ups and downs, you know, I always know that I have him to lean on. So I definitely do that just for my mental and, you know, just for the strength of God to be with me, you know, throughout whatever he has in store for me on that day. So.
Do you ever have any sort of biblical or Christian interactions with your teammates?
Yeah, actually, my boy AG, Aaron Gray, we would be roommates like on the road when we go on road games and stuff. So he would always see me reading the Bible, and then he actually decided that he wanted to, you know, read the Bible too. So he actually ended up, you know, getting the Bible, and we both, you know, read the Word now and stuff like that. And then Jay Kent, my other teammate, you know, he started reading the Word too, and we would talk about it a lot, you know, just about, you know, anytime we would have any discussion just about like basketball or anything like that, we would refer back to God. And, you know, that would be good for the both of us and stuff like that. So I feel like, yeah, and I feel like it's good because I feel like a lot of my teammates, you know, they definitely probably see me, you know, posting on Instagram and stuff, thanking God and stuff like that. And I feel like it's made an open and comfortable space for, you know, everybody just to express themselves and, you know, be able to thank God, you know, without being judged and stuff like that. So.
Have you ever had some pushback for like openly being a Christian, whether it be from media, teammates, anybody in general?
No, not any directly. I definitely feel like, you know, that's probably one of the like hardest things in the beginning to like deal with, you know, just it's a lot of opinions, especially like posting on social media and stuff that comes with like a lot of opinions and, you know, what people may say or how they may think. But I feel like, you know, I'd rather, you know, be pleasing unto God than, you know, trying to please everybody else, you know, because at the end of the day, God is the one who's in control and he's the one that deserves the praise. So I feel like despite what others may say, like, you know, in the beginning when I would do my posts and stuff, I would kind of, you know, worry about things like that, what others may say or how they may view it. But I feel like, you know, as I continue to do it more, I gain, you know, confidence and strength in him and know that despite what others may say, you know, I have to give the glory to him. So
what would you tell your younger self that may have doubted, that younger self that was told you wouldn't be better, at best you're a D2 player, did get any offers? What would you tell that Ryan now that you're here at a good place?
I would just tell him to just keep on working. You know, always keep God first. Surround yourself with the people that want what's best for you. And really just to block out the outside noise. I feel like one of the biggest things is like when you start worrying about what other people have going on or when you start focusing on others' blessings and not focusing on what God has blessed you with, then I feel like you can miss your blessings or, you know, you can get distracted from, you know, what's going on in your life. And I feel like if you just stay locked in and focus on what you got going on and just bettering yourself and not comparing, you know, yourself to anyone else, and I feel like, you know, you'll be able to achieve anything you want to achieve just through God. So, yeah, I would just tell myself, you know, just to keep on working and always trust God and surround yourself with people that want what's best for you. So.
All right, so we're close to wrapping this up, but before I end it, every time I have a guest, I ask them 10 questions so that my audience and myself get to know each other better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, South Carolina won.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Shout out Don Staley. All right, first question. Who's your favorite athlete?
Steph Curry.
What's your favorite sports moment from all of your time playing sports?
Oh, wow. Wow. I would say probably winning the regular season championship this year at the beginning of March with my teammates. That's definitely the first one that comes to mind. So, yeah.
What do you do to escape reality?
Read the word, to be honest. Read my Bible. Listen to music. Talk to my loved ones. I ain't gonna lie. Basketball is definitely a space where I can go and just be focused only on basketball. So those things.
What's your favorite food?
Oh, Lordy. I like chicken. I like pasta. I love fruit. Those top things.
If you were given $10 million right now, what would you do with it?
I would definitely like save like $9 million. And then I would definitely give some to my parents. I would give some to Riley too. And then I don't know what else I would do.
That's crazy. Not a lot of people said they would save it. I'm surprised.
I'm saving my office. So.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
God willing, playing professionally, you know, hopefully in the NBA, if not, overseas somewhere, just playing basketball professionally, being successful in that, and, you know, having success off the court as well. Being financially stable.
What's your biggest goal for this year?
For 2024?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I think my biggest goal is to be able to declare for the draft, to be honest. Definitely that. And just being the best child of God I can be, to be honest, really just that, bettering myself mentally, just being better than I was last year. So
you said declare for a draft. You talking about this upcoming draft or 2025?
Not 2025.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
If you could have a conversation with any athlete, dead or alive, who would it be?
Kobe. For sure.
All right, last one. How do you define success for yourself?
I feel like success is finding consistent improvement and just being better than you were yesterday, to be honest. I feel like, you know, and just staying consistent. I feel like being consistent with your work, being consistent with your habits, just being consistent with who you are, and then just bettering that every day. You know, I feel like that's success.
All right, that's all the questions, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Is there anything you'd like to say about life, the topic, being a Christian athlete, anything in general?
I would just say, you know, one, to always, you know, put your faith in God, no matter what's going on. And never, you know, feel ashamed or afraid to express, you know, how you feel about God and just express all that he's done for you, because you never know what someone else, you know, may be going through, and you never know, you know, what how your testimony, you know, may affect them and help them in any way. So I feel like, you know, God has a plan for all of us. And as long as we just trust and believe in him and continue to live, you know, a life pleasing unto him, I feel like it's all going to work out. So.
All right. That's good. Thank you for joining me. Again, this is Ryan Conwell. I'll have description links to his accounts and description and stuff like that. Links to my social description and stuff like that. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for watching. And I'll see y'all next episode.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.